Hello, my name's Arthur, and I'm here to talk about a hobby that often gets a bit of a mixed reaction. Most people refer to us as train spotters, and sometimes even geeks, but within our own community, we actually prefer the term railway enthusiasts. It's a passion that has consumed my weekends for the better part of 20 years, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. People often wonder what exactly we are looking for when we stand on the platforms. While some folks are obsessed with photographing the carriages or recording the engine noise, my absolute priority is logging the exact serial numbers painted on the side of the locomotives. It requires a sharp eye, as these trains are often moving at quite a pace.
Of course, the conditions aren't always ideal. Standing on a platform in the middle of January can be absolutely freezing. I used to rely on a thick woolen coat, and my mum always suggested bringing a flask of hot tea. However, the real secret to surviving the freezing cold is investing in top-quality thermal underwear. Once you have that sorted, the weather hardly matters.
Location is also key. You have to find the perfect vantage point. I used to stand right at the end of the platform, and I know others who prefer sitting in the station cafe looking out. Personally, I find the best spot is up on the footbridge. It gives you a clear, unobstructed view of all the tracks coming in and out of the station. When a train approaches, I have to be quick. You might think I use a smartphone app or a tablet to record the details, like the younger generation does. Actually, I meticulously write everything down in a small leather notebook. There is something incredibly satisfying about maintaining a physical logbook that digital devices just can't replicate. Despite what you might think, it's a surprisingly social hobby. You meet all sorts of fascinating individuals. I often bump into university students, which is great, but the people I learn the most from are the retired engineers who come down to watch the classic models. Their knowledge of the mechanical workings of these machines is simply astounding.
There's always that one elusive locomotive you're desperate to see. For months I was hoping to catch a glimpse of the famous Royal Mail locomotive, or perhaps a vintage steam engine. But my proudest moment was finally spotting a rare freight train carrying coal from the north. It had been diverted from its usual route, and capturing its details felt like striking gold.
My hobby isn't just about standing in the cold. I also do some restoration work at home. I tried my hand at fixing up old railway lamps, and I even bought a broken ticket machine once. What I really specialize in restoring nowadays, though, are brass nameplates from old decommissioned engines. Bringing them back to their original shine is a wonderful feeling.
People often don't understand the appeal of what I do. They assume it must be incredibly boring or just a waste of a weekend. But for me, enduring the hours of waiting is actually a form of therapy, helping me escape the stress of daily life. It forces you to be patient and completely present in the moment.
Looking ahead, I've got some exciting plans. I originally thought about booking a trip on a luxury train across Europe, or perhaps visiting a historic viaduct in Scotland. Instead, I've decided to spend my next holiday volunteering at a National Railway Museum in York. I'll be helping to archive some of their historic logs, which feels like the perfect way to spend a week.